Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Frank Hurd, who is the COO with the Carpet and Rug Institute. Frank, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to talk to you.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about CRI's annual meeting, which was held last week. I had to miss it because I was at another meeting in Nashville. Why don't you give us some highlights of the meeting last week?
You know, probably the highlight of the meeting was the fact that we had Congressman Tom Graves come in and talk to us and give us a rundown of what's going on in Washington, where he thinks things are going to be headed. He was cautiously optimistic about even the super committee, although, you know, there's questions about that. Some other things that happened at the annual meeting, John Wells was retained for a second year as chairman of the board. And then we had an old-timer coming back on the board, which was Bob Shaw, who's now with Engineered Floors coming back to the CRI board, which, you know, is, I think, a very positive development for us.
All right, so he basically was on and off the board as the head of Shaw Industries, and now he's started his own company, Engineered Floors, and so he's joined the CRI, and he's back on the board again. Is that right?
That's correct.
So John Wells, the president of Interface of Americas, he stays on for a second term. Is that normally what happens with the...
Yeah, the last couple of chairmen, we've tried to have him stay on for 2 years. What it does is, you know, you spend the first year learning all the ins and outs, and then you become the second year, it just makes for a smoother running organization by doing it that way.
All right. And you mentioned Tom Graves spoke. He actually mentioned some type of a bill that he's introduced that has something to do with 401ks and home mortgages. What's that about?
That was really interesting. He has proposed that you be able to draw out of your 401k and not have to pay the penalty that you normally have to do to pay off your mortgage, especially for those folks who may be underwater. And this would be, I think it would be very positive. And by the penalty, we're talking about that 10% penalty that you get for drawing your 401k early.
Okay. And so would this only be for people who are under duress or anybody?
No, I think this is for anybody. But, I mean, it's intended to help those who are under duress. But yeah. Anybody would be eligible to take advantage of this.
Okay. All right. And I know at your annual meeting every year, you guys give an award that's named after the Millikan guy. Talk about that a second.
Yeah, Dr. Bob Smirker, who was with Millikan and was just a mainstay for CRI. The staff every year nominates and then votes for what we refer to as a Smirker Award winner. So it's someone who the staff feels has contributed the most to CRI's success over the past year. And this year it went to Rick Hooper from Shaw Industries, who I think is a very exciting choice. He did some tremendous work with us, you know, in helping us with AB 2398 in California, then on our government relations committee for several years, and so he's just, I think, a great choice.
Okay, and what is his role with Shaw?
He's the chief counsel.
That's right.
At Shaw.
Yeah, because I know I interacted with him in the merger and acquisition area when Shaw bought Synthetic Industries.
Yeah, just to put in layman's terms, he's the top lawyer right. Within Shaw Industries. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I missed the meeting, but I did have one of my staff there. Attendance was kind of low at the meeting this year, wasn't it?
A lot lower than what we would hope for, you know, especially when we have somebody like Congressman Graves coming in. I think, you know, there was just a lot of conflicts, just like yourself. You know, people just couldn't get to it this year.
I know the CRI statistically tracks the carpet industry in several different kinds of reports. Give us kind of a read, if you can, on how the carpet industry is doing in 2011.
Well, probably the best way I'd say is that the carpet industry is limping along. I would say we're probably up slightly in sales dollars, and we're down slightly in units. If there's any good news, it would appear that we're at the trough of this recession, but we're not coming out of it with any kind of an uptick.
So from the peak to the trough, it's been about a 40% drop, hasn't it?
That's absolutely correct. And you know, this has had impacts, you know, all across the industry.
Okay. Well, another piece of somber news with this meeting is the fact that the CRI is cutting its budget, right?
Yeah, we cut our budget. I believe it's like about 9-point-something%. And with that, we've had to make some staff reductions.
So as a result of those reductions, this is actually affecting you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I will be with CRI till the end of the year. I've been with the organization now the 11 years, and we'll miss this great industry and the CRI.
Well, I got to say, I know you'll miss us, but I'm going to tell you, we're going to miss you, too. I'm sorry to hear that. Just real quick on your background, prior to you joining the CRI, I know you were at the Chlorine Council, but prior to that, you were a colonel in the military for 27 years, weren't you?
Yeah, that's correct. My last assignment, I was the Army's liaison to the United States Senate.
And that's one of the reasons that you've been good for the CRI, because that's basically a lobbying job, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a lobbying job, and it has helped immensely in understanding the political process. And also, it's a big benefit in understanding how you drive consultants to do what they need to do to help you when you're going through your lobbying efforts.
Now, as you look back on your 11 years with CRI, what are some of the achievements that you're the proudest of? I guess one of the biggest ones would be CARE, wouldn't it?
Well, obviously CARE. I was part of the founding of CARE and been with them, been the chairman of the board the entire time. So that's one. I think probably there's a couple other things that you note is that we got the Green Label Plus program recognized as California 1350 equivalent, which was a major, major plus for the industry. And there are internally some things that I'm pretty proud of, and that is that when I took over, we had about a 5- or 6-page management report of all the deficiencies in our financial accounting and record keeping, et cetera. For the last 5 to 7 years, we've had clean audits, no management reports, and we have very, very strong internal controls and internal processes to ensure that we're good stewards of the industry's money.
So you brought some of the military into the CRI operation.
I did. Okay. I don't know whether they appreciate that or not.
Yeah. Well, Frank, we're going to miss you big time, and I know you're going to land on your feet because you've got a lot of talent and a lot of experience. But I wish you the best. And again,
thank you.
Thanks for giving us an update on the meeting. So you'll stay with the CRI through the end of the year, is that right?
Yeah, I'll stay with the CRI. And I think you know this. I have a passion for what the industry's done in lots of ways. I have a passion to ensure that the industry stays viable, sound. So I'll do everything I can within the remaining time I have here to help lay the groundwork so that we'll continue to be a strong industry.
Good to talk to you, Frank. And we've been talking to Frank Hurd, who's COO with the Carpet and Rug Institute. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.